The morning of September 11th, 2001, an attack on the World Trade Center in New York cost the lives of thousands of innocent people. This terrible savagery once again revealed a grave danger threatening the peace and security of all mankind. Terrorism. Terrorism is a crime against humanity. It targets innocent people. The aim is to spread fear in society by killing people and thus to strengthen its political objectives. Many different ideologies have resorted to terrorism. The Jacobins, who carried out the French Revolution, were the first to use the term terrorism with the major Days of Terror, in which thousands of people were sent to the guillotine. The racist Ku Klux Klan organization, born in America, ruthlessly tortured and murdered many innocent people from the 1870s on, solely because they were black. Racist terror became a policy of state in Nazi Germany of the 1930s. The Nazis employed a bloody policy of terror against everyone they regarded as opposed to them. Another ideology was employing state terror at the same time. Under Stalin's bloody regime in the Soviet Union, some 40 million people were killed just for falling foul of communist ideology. Communist terror then raised its head in Europe in the 1960s. Communist organizations opposed to the state began spilling blood. The Red Brigades in Italy and the Red Army Fraction in Germany carried out a great many bombings, armed attacks, and killings. The unification of communist terror in separatist activities gave birth to even bloodier organizations. ETA, which appeared in Spain, and the PKK, organized in Turkey, and that has ruthlessly slaughtered 30,000 Turkish citizens, were the bloodiest of the communist and separatist terror organizations. It is perfectly natural for racism, fascism, or communism to lead to terrorism, because each of these ideologies believes that conflict and violence are natural human behavior. Terror is regarded as justified and encouraged in racist, fascist, or communist theory. However, another form of terror has recently appeared on the agenda, and this is a totally perverted concept. The name of this concept is Islamic terror. The concept is perverted because there is no room for terror in Islam. In the Quran, Allah commands Muslims to bring peace and brotherhood to the world. Islamic moral values are the solution to terror, not its cause. Adnan Oktar elaborated on this subject in an interview with a Dutch newspaper.
İslam'da şiddet yok.
There is no violence nor oppression in Islam. I take shelter in Allah from Satan. There is a clear verse stating that There is no compulsion where the religion is concerned. That's a pronouncement of Allah's. There is no compulsion in the religion. Love and compassion stand at the highest levels in Islam. The punishment for killing for someone who murders is along the line of an eye for an eye in Islam. But look what Almighty Allah reveals in the next verse. Forgiveness is more auspicious for you. And since the more auspicious option is available, it is impossible for a Muslim to choose any less auspicious course of action. He therefore even forgives someone who has killed. So how can there be any violence in such a religion? How can there be any violence in a religion that is so forgiving, so founded on compassion?
Muslims exhibit very fine moral values in the face of members of other faiths, and have a responsibility to try to do them good. One verse of the Quran says, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." You are the best nation ever to be produced before mankind. You enjoin the right, forbid the wrong, and believe in Allah. In another verse, Allah commands Muslims to respond with goodness even to those who wrong them. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." A good action and a bad action are not the same. Repel the bad with something better, and if there is enmity between you and someone else, he will be like a bosom friend. Wreaking bloodshed, war, and corruption on the world are terrible sins cursed by Allah. Allah says this about people who commit these sins on the Quran: "I seek refuge in Allah from Satan." There are only grounds against those who wrong people and act as tyrants in the earth without any right to do so. Such people will have a painful punishment. Killing innocent people is one of the worst crimes in the eyes of Islam. So much so that one verse says, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." If someone kills another person, unless it is in retaliation for someone else or for causing corruption in the earth, it is as if he had murdered all mankind. This importance attached to the lives of innocent people in the Quran has been seen throughout the history of Islam, starting from the time of our Prophet. Our Prophet attached enormous importance to protecting the lives of the innocent. He never began a war except for defensive purposes. Even in these wars, he warned his commanders not to harm a single innocent person, not to loot anywhere, and to respect churches and synagogues. This justice and tolerance were manifested throughout the history of Islam, and the Christians and Jews found the peace and tolerance that they were unable to find in the states of Europe at the time, in the Islamic lands instead. Islam is therefore a religion of peace. The duty of a Muslim is to treat everyone well and justly, and to combat corruption in the world. Terrorism, the worst scourge of our age, heads the list of these corruptions. Terrorism targets innocent people who have committed no crime. It ruthlessly slaughters little children. Others it leaves orphaned. It devastates cities and extinguishes whole families and inflicts suffering on millions. terrorism sometimes attacks Christians, sometimes Muslims, and at other times Jews. Moreover, some terrorists try to blacken the name of religion in many people's eyes by supposedly carrying out their killings in the name of religion.
Kur'an'ı, Tevrat'ı ve İncil'i okuyan insanların
It's very important for people who read the Quran, the Torah, and the Gospel to be sincere, full of life, and filled with human love, and to fear and love Allah. When that's the case, when there are people who love Allah, very excellent and perfect results will follow. For example, people who misinterpreted the Gospel carried out mass slaughter in the past. They carried out the Crusades and killed millions of people. That was the result of misinterpreting the Gospel. The same applies to the Jews. They misinterpreted the Torah and killed tens or hundreds of thousands of people. The question is one of whether the person reading the book is rational or not. Otherwise, neither the Torah, nor the Gospel, nor the Quran command such wicked actions. They command peace, love, and brotherhood.
Terror is a method of racists, fascists, and communists. In short, of those ideologies that do not believe in religion and are far removed from religious moral values. There is no room for terror in the religion. As the Quran tells us, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah does not love wrongdoers. Another verse refers to those who resort to terror, in other words, those who spread corruption on earth, in these terms. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. As for those who cause corruption in the earth, the curse will be upon them. They will have the evil abode. For that reason, all true Muslims have a responsibility to stand up against terror. They must tell and show the whole world that Islam is a religion of peace and love. And Islam denounces terrorism.